Hello, Film Club. So, yeah, Chris, I don't think anybody else is really listening to us here. That's the beauty of booze. I tried to get Mike involved. I don't know if he listened, but he didn't show any interest in calling in. I did run into Brandon this morning at work, and we talked for a little bit, and he said I hope he's going to check the booze tonight and call in. That'd be good. But yeah, Brandon reminded me that I have actually watched part of a movie this month. I rented Star Trek Into Darkness from a Redbox and watched half an hour of that and fell asleep and felt no need to go back and watch any more of it. So that's my review of Star Trek Into Darkness. It's a good sleep aid, nothing more. And what else? As far as going, we should go to a movie together. We should even go to movies separately. It seems like there's a problem with not going to movies. But I did, I briefly, right before I had to run out on this errand, I was checking the Harper series at Binghamton, and it looks like they got a couple cool guests coming, and some experimental avant-garde type stuff next week. And then a couple weeks from now, a movie about an art museum looked interesting. And then it looked like the Harper series is showing Bujalski's Computer Chess. And so I don't know. I know in the past Harper had gone digital and they were just showing DVDs, but maybe, I haven't checked in a while, but that was one of the movies I was excited about for this year. And maybe that means it's already out on DVD, in which case I'll probably find a way of getting it at home. But if not, then I'll definitely be going out for that one. I am still excited about anything Andrew Bujalski does, and this movie in particular looks right up my geeky alley. It reminds me of the chessboard on the Breaking Bad episode, mating a couple moves for that White King there. So, game's over, Walter White. All right, I'm out of time again. Maybe I'll call back. Bye.